At about 6:30 on Saturday night, that SUV was in Times Square, loaded with explosives. At a little before midnight, the last night, an arrest was made in the case. Shahzad, what's it? Faisal Shahzad, an American citizen of Pakistani origin, pulled off a plane bound for Dubai. Very rapid developments in this case, which we've been following really since the wee hours of Monday morning. But here on The Takeaway, the focus is on the suspect, who is in custody, expected to appear in federal court, and formal charges to be filed against the suspect. Paul Brown joins us, NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Public Information, Chief Spokesman for the NYPD. He joins us from New York. Good morning, Mr. Brown.
Good morning.
And Bob Henley joins us, WNYC reporter, who's been on this case really from the beginning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Paul Brown, first of all, what do we know about the suspect, and does the circumstances of this arrest give you confidence in both the police work and the coordination of the investigating agencies here?
It certainly does give us confidence. Within approximately 50 hours from the time he crossed Broadway in that vehicle to the time he was arrested just before midnight last night was the amount of time that elapsed in this case. That's pretty quick work, made possible only by the fact that hundreds of New York City police detectives and FBI agents were working around the clock to make sure that happened. So we're happy and proud of that accomplishment, no New Yorkers were injured in either by the car bomb or in a very massive evacuation process that took place in an orderly way on Saturday.
Well, Paul Brown, as Chief Spokesman for the NYPD, Deputy Commissioner of Public Information, I know you have an interest in not being completely transparent about how this investigation went. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering, certainly officers were able to identify the vehicle by taking the VIN number off of the engine block. It was obscured on the windshield. That led them to the previous owner of the vehicle, who sold it apparently for cash up in Connecticut, to this Faisal Shahzad. That person, presumably, who was questioned, we understand, within the last 24 hours or so, would give you a description of the suspect. What other information would you have that would actually lead you to a person, an actual arrest, a name, a ticket, and a gate at Kennedy Airport?
Well, this you're right. The key to this investigation was taking that vehicle identification number off the engine block, the bottom of the engine block. This just was a matter of a detective climbing underneath a car like your mechanic might and getting that VIN. That in turn led to the registered owner and to the person the car was ultimately sold to, and that was Faisal Shahzad. So we had that name. We had first a drawing and then ultimately a photograph. And so last night at Kennedy Airport, observant customs personnel, customs agents, saw him and knew we were looking for him and stopped him before a plane bound for Dubai could depart.
All right, Paul Brown, now that set of details there, and I want to turn to Bob Henley for a moment, leads me to believe that this guy is probably not the brightest bulb on the tree here. I mean, he's leaving a huge trail. His bomb didn't go off. Do we get any comfort from the fact that this criminal, this terrorist, seems to be fairly incompetent, Bob?
You mean this alleged terrorist?
Alleged terrorist.
Right. I guess what's of concern to me is that he was resourceful in the sense that he pulled together things that were in proximity to him that he could put his hands on. And that has got to be of concern to anybody, whether or not it went off or not.
Well, certainly. That's absolutely the case. But, Paul Brown, make some sort of assessment of the international connections here, which were part of the sort of story traffic yesterday before sources actually disclosed what information they actually had, and we learned about the arrest early this morning. Here's someone who's visited Pakistan, naturalized U.S. citizen from Pakistan. What does that lead you to believe that's the next step in this investigation?
Well, that's an important point. This is still an ongoing investigation, and that's one aspect that will be examined. He was in Pakistan recently. Was that visit related to what transpired over the last few days? That's something we'll be looking very, very closely at. The one thing about whether we're skilled or not, had this car bomb exploded, nobody would be suggesting he was incompetent or otherwise. It would just, he would be described otherwise.
No, fact. And I'm certainly not using my assessment of his incompetence as any comfort to us. Certainly casualties could have happened regardless. But I guess the question is, where does this go from here? And Bob Henley, who's in charge of the interrogation from here on out? Would it be the FBI? Is it going to be CIA?
The Joint Terrorism Task Force has been well practiced in doing this for decades. And we, for some reason, we're caught up in the kind of the armchair thing of wanting to assign it to one or the other. Who's more dominant than the other? The bottom line is that evidently they're getting the job done. I think what is fascinating is the way the NYPD report on the homegrown terror threat, which was, I guess I would ask Commissioner Brown this, that was, Paul, that was a number of months ago. What was the significance of that report?
Well, actually, it's now a couple of years old, but it's been prescient in describing who does these attacks, their backgrounds, et cetera.
Well, Paul, let's get a takeaway then before we leave. I guess both of you would describe, Paul Brown and Bob Henley, this is homegrown terrorism, correct, Mr. Brown?
Well, in the sense that you have a U.S. citizen apparently assembling this bomb in the vicinity of New York City, to that extent, yes.
Paul Brown, NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Public Information, Chief Spokesman for the NYPD, part of the arrest of Faisal Shahzad, which took place in the early morning hours at Kennedy Airport as he attempted to board a plane to Dubai. Bob Henley, WNYC reporter, thanks so much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.